Magic 102.7, the greatest hits of the 60s and 70s. Hello to Hugh Grundy, drummer of the Zombies. Hi, Hugh.
Hi, Hugh.
Hello. Hello there, Bruce and Donna. How are you?
How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very well indeed. Good afternoon to you.
Just caught you a couple of months ago. Happened to host the show and caught you with the Zombies at Hippie Fest at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel Casino in Hollywood, Florida.
Good show.
That was incredible. Wow.
Well, can I just before you do go on too far, can I just put you straight on a couple of things?
What's that, sir?
Rod and Colin have been playing now for the last 7 years or so, and they come to the States quite regularly, and they play with what they call their touring band.
Oh, yes, okay, I'm so sorry. That's right, they've got three guys who play... two guitarists, now an original bass player of the Zombie, that's...
Chris White, yeah.
That's Chris White is playing with him, right?
No. Chris and I are not playing with him as such at the moment.
Okay.
And that's part of the story to tell you in a few mo's.
Well, tell us now. Go ahead.
Tell you now. I shall tell you now, then. As you know, Rod and Colin have been playing together for some time now,
sure.
7 years or so, with what he calls his touring band, which is his cousin, Rod's cousin, and his cousin's son.
Oh, that's right. The son of the bass player is playing drums. I am so sorry, because
right.
I'm sitting here going, no, wait a minute. I think the kid playing drums, Hugh was the original drummer, and
that's
I think
right.
the
he
kid...
looks good for his age.
Yeah,
he likes
very
the
good.
You look, I was
mm-hmm.
ready about saying you're looking great, though, but I'm sure you are anyway. But
sure
but
not
what,
bad.
What's the big deal?
Okay, well, that's what they've been doing for the last 7 odd years, but just this last couple of years or so, it's sort of grown out of almost nothing really. But the idea was in the basis that next year is the 40th anniversary of the release of Odyssey and Oracle.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, how time flies!
Oh, tell me about it.
Cannot believe 40 years.
I know,
crazy.
I don't like to even say that really. But we thought, Chris and I had talking about it some time, and we said, well, wouldn't it be great if we could play that album live, and preferably in the year that it's, you know, like the 40th anniversary. Well, we put it to Rod, and he undernarred about it for a while. Anyway, he said, come back to me, and we'll have a little rehearsal and see how it goes, which went really, really well. So there the idea was born, and we've been working on it ever since, to the point now where next year we are going to play live together, the four of us remaining, Rod, Colin, myself, and Chris. And we have a big concert at the Shepherd's Bush Empire in London.
Excellent.
On March the 7th and March the 8th. We're doing two nights there.
Now, what about, well, first of all, congratulations.
Thank
what
you.
About U.S.? Any plans? You'll see how that goes?
Well, I think we're going to, at this moment, we're going to see how that goes. But I think it's a pretty good certainty that we will be doing the States at some time during the course of the year, next year.
Well, I'm sure that's great for you because, you know, you have friends and you're together. You were 19, 20, 21 back then.
True.
When the Zombies were hitting. And, you know, by the time you got to Odyssey and Oracle, you had broken up.
Absolutely,
you
yes.
were over with.
I know.
And it was probably, I guess, not even a year later by the time it was released in the United States.
That's right.
And Time of the Season was released. And all of a sudden, you're the hottest thing in the world.
That's right.
When Time of the Season was a number one hit around the world, and you guys aren't a band anymore.
And we weren't a band, I know. It's bizarre, but there you are. Rod had got himself his new band Argent and was well on the way with that. So he decided not to look back, but to carry on and do what he was doing. And fine, good luck to him, as we all said at the time, and he had great success, as you know. Hold your head up, and God gave rock and roll to you, and
yep.
so on. And so that's how it carried on, and we never really got back together.
You know, I always thought the Zombies was one of the greatest rock and roll names of all times. Who picked it out?
Well, it came one night in a pub.
Oh, hard to imagine. We've only been here for a few days. How could that have happened?
Wait a minute. Was it the Bunghole Pub?
Yeah, I think it might have been.
The Cat and Mutton?
Yeah, some local to us near St. Albans there.
Yeah.
But, of course, as the night wore on and the beer, we had a few more beers, then the names got a bit sillier until we said, well, why not the Zombies?
Love it.
And that's where it stopped.
Well, this is Hugh Grundy. He's the original drummer of the Zombies. They're getting back together. We just heard that exclusive announcement here on Magic 102.7. And do you find now, because groups that broke up back then that had such a success, it happened to the Beatles and everyone before and after that, breaking up, do you find that you get together with your old mates now and you kind of look at each other and go, you know, we really should go around one more time. I was here 2 years ago for the Cream reunion,
right,
between Jack Bruce and Ginger and Eric, and those guys could barely stand looking at each other when they broke up. That's and in right. fact, the same thing happened. Their biggest hit, Sunshine of Your Love, happened after they had
fact.
Broken up.
After
yes.
Break. That's right. That's
and,
right.
And now you guys, you know, you hug it out?
Well, it would be nice to put the record straight, in as much as when we did break up, there really was no animosity between us. We still remain friends, and we've still been friends to this day, and because the band was the band, and we loved each other,
That's
if you
great.
Like. And so, no, there's no problem about getting back together again, and it just seems like a great idea. And as I say, the guys are rehearsing vocals coming up to Christmas, and then we'll be doing instrumentals in the new year.
You know, it just crossed my mind that in the movie, the, what's his name? The guy from, the Kill Bill dude.
David Carradine?
No, the
Quentin
director.
Tarantino?
Tarantino.
Yep.
In that Kill Bill number 2, I yep. believe. It's a remix, but it's a remix of the original She's Not There, right?
It is, yes mm-hmm. it is. It's a sort of played around with version of it. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, the music, you know, Rod and Colin, I was, and you know what, the songs are timeless. You have a good band, even though you weren't there at the Hard Rock.
I know. They play really, really well.
But Colin's voice, Colin.
Sorry, go on.
No, Colin's voice.
Oh, it's better than ever.
It's
seriously better than ever.
And he has one of the most distinctive voices in rock and roll.
Absolutely.
But he sings upper high register, not falsetto. Mm. But he is almost operatic. He's like a Freddie. He's like the original Freddie Mercury, you know?
There's nobody to touch him. I really will say that. He's absolutely fantastic. And better now than he was then. And now, of course, we're all relaxed. We don't have any egos. That's a thing of the past. So we're just going to go and have some real good fun doing it. I really promise you that.
Well,
let me tell you the basis of the show, so that gives you a better idea.
Gotcha.
And the sort of thing that would probably come to America if we do it. The first half of the show will be Rod and Colin with the band as they are now.
Got it.
What he calls his touring band. And they'll be doing songs from Collins when he had hits after us, and when Rod had hits such as, as I said, Hold Your Head Up.
Yep. Wow.
And Colin will be singing Say You Don't Mind and Don't Believe in Miracles, stuff like that. And then he'll be doing a section with a string quartet or quintet in that first half. So that's a nice sort of a real sort of different feel to the whole thing. Then there'll be an interval, and then we will come on in the second half and do Odyssey and Oracle in its entirety. That's the plan.
Very
That'll
cool, very cool. We'll keep track of those shows.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, we'll keep our fingers crossed for a U.S. tour.
Oh, yes, yeah. And front row seats, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll be bothering you. Hugh Grundy, the drummer of the original Zombies, back on the road. Hugh, what a great honor to have you on this morning, Magic 102.7.
Such
well,
a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to do it for you, and I've really enjoyed it.
Thank you, my friend. Just
Thank
go
you,
ahead
sir.
And Google the Zombies to find out more. We're live in the visitlondon.com studios here on Magic 102.7.